I'm author and athlete Brad Kearns. Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life. Visit bradkearns.com for great resources on healthy eating, exercise, and lifestyle. And here we go with the show. Brian Liverking owes the world a huge, gigantic apology, but certain people might owe him an apology for throwing him under the bus, essentially. My heart goes out to everybody who's been affected, which, by the way, is not very many people. I don't get the logic of the extreme hatred and vitriol for someone who has misled the public about their personal health and supplement regimen. I'm pleased to present BRAD Grass-Fed Whey Protein Isolate Superfuel, the absolute highest quality, all-natural protein supplement infused with creatine that delivers everything you need to optimize your appetite for fat loss, recover quickly from workouts, and build and maintain lean muscle mass, the single most important attribute for aging gracefully. Our protein comes directly from small family farms in America's dairy land of Wisconsin. It's cold processed and microfiltered for maximum bioavailability and digestibility. So please don't mess with the many cheap commodity protein supplements that are ineffective, inferior, less pure, and often contain junk sweeteners, especially the plant-based offerings that are vastly less bioavailable than the gold standard of protein supplements, that's whey protein isolate. Whether you're in your peak athletic years looking to grow and recover, or in the older age groups trying to delay aging and decline, whey and creatine are widely agreed to be the most critical and effective supplements to take for the rest of your life. You can easily stir the superfuel in water or make a delicious smoothie every day. I'm certain that you're going to love the pleasant, light, natural vanilla bean and cocoa bean flavors. So try some on Amazon today. It's a huge hit with dozens of five-star reviews. Or you can order direct from bradnutrition.com with our buy three, get one free, and make the superfuel a centerpiece of your daily routine. Hey, it's time for Brad to weigh in on the Liver King. The internet sensation has become more of a sensation with the recent revelations that he has been using performance-enhancing drugs, as long suspected by the haters and people asking him point blank on podcasts and major media outlets. So yeah, there's some trouble here, and I have some strong feelings about it. I'm a good friend of Brian's. We're business associates. We promote the ancestral supplements male optimization formula with organs, MOFO. And I just wanted to weigh in because, boy, what a firestorm and a lot of confusion and controversy has surrounded this for a long time. So first things first, obviously, the Liver King owes everyone a sincere apology for being misleading, deceptive, and actually answering no when asked point blank due to the high level of suspicion that surrounded him from the time that he started blowing up because of his extreme physique. Interestingly, knowing how this guy lives and eats and trains, I didn't really suspect him at the level that everyone else did, because when someone trains that hard and eats with that much scrutiny and regimentation and the five-day fast every quarter, you're going to look pretty effing ripped. And I thought, you know, it's very possible that you can do this without chemical enhancement. And apparently, from the stolen leaked emails, I believe the story was first broken by the popular YouTube personality Derek from More Plates, More Dates, showing these emails that somehow he got a hold of. That's another story that's really confusing to me, how you acquire stolen confidential property such as an email. Pretty strange, pretty messed up. But anyway, there is that role of the investigative journalists and all the suspicion people trying to set the record straight. So I guess you could say they're performing a valuable service, but it is kind of disturbing how this story broke with sordid background. But anyway, the idea that he was presenting himself and avoiding the issue or hiding the issue of using the chemical enhancements that are known to help build a physique and fitness to the next level. That's a tough one, and he's going to take a lot of heat for it, going to get a lot of ribbing. Some of the jokesters and the cleverness writing on his comments, oh boy, it's a firestorm now. And my heart goes out to everybody who's been affected, which, by the way, is not very many people, because look, this guy is not wearing the USA on his chest. He's not an Olympic athlete. He's not trying to take down Michael Phelps in the swimming pool or run in the 1500 meter finals against Jakob Ingebrigtsen. He's an internet personality, and he's a marketer and promoter, and people are so irate that he's been pitching his liver pills by virtue of his strong physique. And we're supposed to make that assumption that if you purchase this product, you're going to look this good. That's ridiculous. And if you do make those assumptions, you're an idiot. So I don't get the logic of the extreme hatred and vitriol for someone who has misled the public about their personal health and supplement regimen. As Derek made a good point in his video, the organ supplements are highly recommended. They have good health benefits. They're minimally controversial. And so this is really a story about someone playing a character on the internet, because there's Brian Johnson and then there's his character Liver King. And of course, he's played this extreme character that is meant to be for entertainment, educational, and inspirational purposes. And it's kind of none of our business, every single small aspect of his private life. But the doping, when you're asked point blank and you're on a large public audience watching, that's where you get to take some heat and you owe us a sincere apology, and everyone is rightfully disappointed and all that. But I think it's really important to keep this perspective that, one, hey, the guy screwed up and he's going to be making amends probably for quite some time. But two, why is all of this so important in our daily life? Why are these haters from the very beginning grinding this topic so hard, when, again, we're not talking about an Olympic athlete who's violating doping standards or breaking world records and cheating other athletes out of a glory and fair competition? So that part, coming from a long time involved in elite professional sports, and especially the influence of doping, especially in endurance sports, it's a very touchy and sensitive subject to me when we have aspects of cheating on the grand stage of competition. And this is completely irrelevant to those major, major issues that we have in elite international, Olympic, and professional sports. So for the haters, take care of your own business first before you layer on more and more time and energy toward the incredible, disastrous scandal of the Liver King. Most of my friends that operate in real life and don't live and breathe ancestral health could give a crap about any of this. And that brings to mind the commentary from Paul Saladino, who's Brian's longtime friend, business associate, mentor, seemingly in many ways, because Paul started taking his shirt off and getting more views as well. They're pitching the same product. They're both involved in the heart and soil business, so they're largely intertwined. And he took the opportunity to really slam Brian with some amazingly critical feedback, kind of overboard, kind of smacking of virtue signaling. And personally, I try to operate by the code of taking things to the source. Thank you, Martin Bronze, former CEO of Interwoven, my boss, where he spread these ideals to an entire corporate culture. So if you got an issue in life, take it to the source. And yes, indeed, I had a nice long conversation with Brian Liver King recently. So we've had our personal interaction prior to me publishing these comments. And guess what? That discussion was private. And now I'm going to give you my public comments. I don't need anyone's blessing. I don't care necessarily what Liver King thinks about it or what Paul Saladino thinks about my comments here, but I want to share with you because I have strong feelings about this. So back to that leaked email. And if you watch Derek's interesting, lengthy video about this whole story unfolding, where Liver King is listing the agents that he's on and is seeking guidance from seemingly a professional coach who has knowledge about this, you'd kind of wonder who the hell would give up these important documents from, if it was the hired gun that Brian was using, or someone in the world who had the ability to hack into these private and confidential emails. And that includes Derek, because part of Derek's presentation was, hey, check this out. I have an email sitting in my inbox from Brian or someone on his staff asking for help and support and guidance, perhaps on the topic of supplements as well as performance-enhancing drugs. Greetings, my fitness-minded listeners. I want to acquaint you with the Primal Fitness Expert Certification Program, the most comprehensive home study multimedia fitness education course in the world. If you want to enhance your personal knowledge of all aspects of leading a healthy, active, fit lifestyle, this total immersion course will be life-changing. I'm the lead instructor and author of the course, and we have 14 chapters of extensive written content with over 100 accompanying videos covering topics such as general everyday movement, including micro workouts and dynamic workstation tips, the full experience of gym-based strength training and all the different modalities, a complete presentation on all aspects of sprinting, both running and low impact options, an assortment of high intensity interval training and high intensity repeat training strategies, a detailed education on the principles and practical application of aerobic endurance training, and extensive commentary, the most you will find in any publication, on all aspects and symptoms of overtraining and burnout. We even have fascinating peripheral topics like integrating nasal diaphragmatic breathing, dynamic stretching, injury prevention, and developing a peak performance mindset. It's really something, this course. We went all out for over 2 years with a great team to develop this amazing home-based fitness education for you. And you get one-on-one expert email support and private Facebook group connection throughout your studies to ensure that you absorb everything optimally and you pass your series of exams and get certified. So go to primalhealthcoach.com/Brad to enjoy a very special limited time. And I'm not kidding. This is a big time discount just for you. 25% off your tuition. A fantastic premium offer at primalhealthcoach.com/Brad for the most comprehensive fitness course you can ever find. So when I interact confidentially with somebody or someone sends me an email, I don't care if we have a falling out later. I just don't feel like it's right to spread it with the world. So Brian Liverking owes the world a huge, gigantic apology, but certain people might owe him an apology for throwing him under the bus, essentially, and bringing a private matter into public light by untoward means. Let's see, what else? I talked to you about my personal interactions with him. So one thing that's really important to realize is that this guy does indeed live this incredibly extreme, high-powered, high-performance lifestyle where he's pushing the limit in every way with his eating, with his five-day fast, with his extreme workouts like the Barbarian, and apparently, or most positively, also pushing the limits with the use of performance-enhancing drugs in search of those incremental benefits. But the funny thing to me is, like, he didn't need those. He was already at level 9.99 with everything that he was doing in his life. His home is a sanctuary from electromagnetic fields. He has a chef making all his meals for him. And in terms of the drug regimen, a big mistake for someone who's a public figure and denying it left and right, but unnecessary. So it's kind of a sad that this had to play into the whole mix here. And also on that topic of it being none of our business, amusing that the cost of such regimen was apparently somewhere around $12,000 to $15,000 a month. So it's especially nobody's business unless they have that discretionary budget to fool around with that. So I get, possibly with all this complexity, why maybe the Liver King wasn't so forthcoming about this extremely expensive, elitist drug regimen, because it has little relevance to anyone unless there's someone out there that wants to go from level 9.9 to level 10. Maybe when this stuff all blows up and Brian comes clean with a complete presentation, he can share what's worked and what hasn't worked. And it feels like all these things with a character like that, pushing the limit in every way, could be categorized as an experiment. And betcha he will probably cease performing this experiment in very short time due to the fallout and come back to a balance and a calibration. So again, the biggest picture, I don't want to sound apologetic or anything, because I think we should all demand 100% authenticity with public figures promoting health, promoting lifestyle, and especially promoting products. So I'll share with you right now on my channel. I did a quick cursory review before recording this. I have a 0% deception or inauthentic content published, written, spoken about. This is me. Not deceiving you in any way. However, I'm also not letting you into every single aspect of my personal business. No, I don't take secret performance-enhancing drugs, nor any magical health perspectives that I'm not sharing with you. But I think you get the point. It's sort of like I'm not going to open up my spreadsheets for my business or talk about personal family matters that aren't relevant to the content that I put out. So I think it's important to have those boundaries and barriers, especially respectfully when it comes to celebrities and this extreme sensation that the Liver King has become with his whole life blowing up at his behest, of course. And he invited us into his life with all his filming and all his content. But we all need to have those healthy boundaries. And I think the boundary point is when someone asks you about something, you're compelled to tell the truth. And maybe the truth could be, I refuse to talk about that because I don't want to get into it. That would certainly cause a problem, but we owe that to every celebrity. It reminds me of the Olympic hurdler in the 2004 Games in Athens, Fanny Halkalia from Greece. She shattered the world record and won the gold medal by an extreme margin, where the previous year she was a complete nobody. And they had her in the press conference with this amazing performance, highly suspicious that performance-enhancing and drugs were involved because certain other Greek athletes were banned and suspended. So it was out there in the air. And they asked her about her training regimen that enabled her to have such an amazing performance breakthrough never before seen in track and field. And she says, I don't wish to speak about my training in a press conference after winning the Olympic gold medal. So, okay, respect her boundaries, but talk about suspicions. Of course, we're going to have suspicions. I think that's about all I have to say for now, but let's all get back to doing the best we can with our own personal health and peak performance regimen and pick and choose the information and the inspiration that is relevant and helpful to you, and perhaps discard the rest instead of getting the obsession with controversy and sparks and drama. I think there's enough of that to go around in real life and politics and world matters. So thank you for watching. I want to tell you about wildhealth.com. They're an online provider of comprehensive precision medicine and health consultation services. They offer DNA analysis, custom lab panels, extensive medical intake form with family history and lifestyle preferences, and regular online visits with a board-certified precision medicine physician and a health coach whom you can message anytime through their convenient app. Wild Health evaluates your data to determine what you need for nutrition, exercise, sleep, and supplements, and you can experiment, consult, and retest to get everything dialed in. You'll get a cutting-edge epigenetic test of DNA methylation to calculate your all-important biological age and have fun lowering your age over time instead of following the mainstream path to accelerated aging. It's time to strive for awesome instead of just normal. Did you realize that only 6.8% of Americans are deemed metabolically healthy and only 2% are declared optimal? That's disgraceful, but you can turn things around quickly. Please visit wildhealth.com and you will see that this is the absolute gold standard of personalized medicine, and it's available to you right now. Telemedicine available anywhere in the USA. Wild Health is generously extending BRAD podcast listeners 20% off the cost of membership. Just visit wildhealth.com/Brad or use the code BRAD20 at checkout to get 20% off and start taking control of your health today at wildhealth.com/Brad. Thank you for listening to the show. I love sharing the experience with you and greatly appreciate your support. Please email podcast@bradventures.com with feedback, suggestions, and questions for the Q&A shows. Subscribe to our email list at bradkearns.com for a weekly blast about the published episodes and a wonderful bi-monthly newsletter edition with informative articles and practical tips for all aspects of healthy living. You can also download several awesome free ebooks when you subscribe to the email list. And if you could go to the trouble to leave a 5 or 5-star review with Apple Podcasts or wherever else you listen to the shows, that would be super incredibly awesome. It helps raise the profile of the BRAD podcast and attract new listeners. And did you know that you can share a show with a friend or loved one by just hitting a few buttons in your player and firing off a text message? My awesome podcast player called Overcast allows you to actually record a soundbite excerpt from the episode you're listening to and fire it off with a quick text message. Thank you so much for spreading the word. And remember, be rad.